Welcome. This is ActiveSpirituality.life. It is a weekly forecast program with astrology and a guided meditation activation to help you make the most of your week. It's run by Pamela Cuccinell, that's me, the astrologer, and Susie Mazzoli, Master Healer. We invite you to find out more about our individual work, Susie Mazzoli, susiemazzoli-healer.com, or insightoasis.com for astrology. You can also find both of us at activespirituality.life, and we look forward to your joining us every week. Please share with your friends. Here we go.
Welcome, everybody, to activespirituality.life with Pamela Cuccinell and Susie Mazzoli. We are now talking about the week starting October 12th, Monday. This is the 42nd week of this year. We're now in the fall in the Northern Hemisphere. And this is a big week for me because I am presenting a big event online. I invite you to come and see us on Friday and Saturday. Hopefully we'll be able to share some links. But if you go to templeofunderstanding.org, it is an event dedicated to the climate emergency with wisdom and prayer. So please join us for these free events. And off we go, Pam. October the 12th, how do we fare?
October the 12th, 2020, which is the fraught Columbus Day in United States and Canadian Thanksgiving. So on this day, which certain areas in the States are calling Indigenous People Day and different titles, we have the moon in the sign of Leo, which it resides in all day. The thing to take note of is that at 10:30 a.m., the moon goes void of course. So when she's void of course, the moon is not making any geometric pictures with other heavenly bodies. So at that point in time, we say that it's best to put any initiation activity at rest and just do things that have to do with organization, conversation that isn't expected to go anywhere, have any agenda. Because what's happening is people are not emotionally attached to the outcome. The positive on this, as I foresee on a day like today, which, as I said, in the States has become such a hot topic because of the history of Christopher Columbus, the actual verifiable history more than the storybook history that was sold many, many years ago, is that tempers are probably not going to be as volatile as they would be once we're in that void period. There may be more of an emphasis on play, on things that have to do with cultural and the arts. So I would say for those of you who want to find a new or a different reverence or form of honoring and celebration of this day, which actually mirrors the energy around the harvest and hunter moons. So the time when we basically are appreciating bounty, and when we look at gratitude and thanks for the earth, which is more aligned actually with recognition of the Indigenous people than, I'll keep politics out of this, but than people who came and usurped and brought slaves, et cetera, et cetera. I can't, that's not even politics as far as I'm concerned. That's just citing historical facts. So at 10:30 a.m., the moon engages with the planet Mars in a harmonious aspect, and the day pretty much in the morning is very charged with action and vision and making things happen. So if you've got something you want to make happen, this is a nice little pocket of time before that void to concentrate on that. Keep in mind, Mars is retrograde, so going forward, taking action, making motions, gaining momentum, there may be delays, but overall, it's a very good energy for creation. On the 13th, Mercury goes retrograde, so that's the other thing we want to keep in mind this whole week, including on that Monday, because once it goes retrograde at 9:05 p.m., now we're in that very dynamic Mercury retrograde that we've been looking at for quite some time, because it does build up for those of you in the States or affected by what goes on in the States. Actually, a Canadian I know the other day said, being a Canadian is like sleeping next to an elephant when you think about the United States. So, and in Mexico, they say when the United States gets a cold, Mexico gets pneumonia. So the countries that border the states are affected by it, certainly, for good and for ill. So the Mercury is retrograde in the weeks leading up to the United States election. So communications may be even more confused and delayed and muddled than they've already been. And in tandem, Mars is retrograde. So what does that mean when we look at the 13th? Well, one of the things that's interesting is the moon enters the sign of Virgo at 12:56 a.m. So that's after midnight, the wee hours of the 13th. And in Virgo, with Mercury going retrograde, we have that challenge energy because Mercury is the planet linked to the sign of Virgo. And because of that, on this day when the moon is in that sign, we may feel particularly challenged by mercurial things. So what are mercurial things? Well, they are things like anything that has to do with communication. So your phone, your computer, messages that you want to impart, things that must be said. Mail, also important to note, the mail may be under some sort of disruption or delay with Mercury retrograde. So that's why, ideally, these things, as much as you could, got put into place before the Mercury goes retrograde. But one thing I consider very intriguing about this particular Mercury retrograde period that runs until November 3rd, Election Day, is that it starts out most of its time, it's in the sign of Scorpio. Now, Scorpio has to do with peeling through layers and getting to under the surface of where the problems or the issues are. And when retrograde, I believe that's even deeper, beyond laser, but also just totally introspective and revelatory work. The other thing to keep in mind was that Pluto went direct on October 4th, and when Pluto goes direct, things get revealed. So I expect over the next few weeks that there will be revelations, things that come up, especially in areas of finance, in areas that have to do with anything, subterfuge, or things that are not usually available. And this kind of information brings in light or revelations or really chewing on studying. Because the good thing about Mercury retrograde is we chew on, we study, we go deeper into whatever the messages may be. And that's why the kind of quick, okay, let me jot this down, or sure, I'll meet you on the southwest corner at 2 o'clock. That kind of very quick texting or memoing or making sort of brief shorthand on something, it can get mixed, it can be received incorrectly. And it's very, very important that you follow up, back up, do the things that require editing and reflection and really making sure your message is what you want to say. So of note, over these couple of days, the 13th and 14th, with that moon in the sign of Virgo, in spite of the retrograde, I find it a very powerful day for getting your message across. Now, to be noted, the 13th, the planet Mars, from Earth's perspective, is opposite the sun. So picture what that looks like. The Earth is sitting in the middle of the sun and Mars. Mars, the planet of desire, aggression, going forward, getting itself, its demands met. Mars in Aries retrograde, which I've talked about before, very volatile undercurrent of Mars in opposition to the sun in Libra. And in between the two sits the planet Earth. So the 13th is probably going to be a very volatile day when messages come forth and maybe are not revealed at that point in time, but they will be. Layers getting peeled. So if you're feeling a lot of drive and momentum and desire to be heard on the 13th, I can't suggest enough that you take your time, get that message well crafted, write it out, sound it out, run it against a trusted friend. Make sure that your message is going to be received in the way that you want it to be transmitted. And if you do that, it can be incredibly forceful, powerful, and dynamic. On the 14th, the energy is similar, not with the same pressure. And so it may be advisable to take whatever you were concentrating on and really edit and hone it and fine-tune it on the 14th. The new moon actually happens on Friday. So for some of us, these days here, 13th, 14th, 15th, may be better considered as dark of moon days before the new moon occurs, and we're really getting clear on what we want to do, what we want to say, how we want to put it forth. Because with Mercury and Mars retrograde, it's not usually advisable to broadcast, put that message out, but it is advisable to be doing a lot of fine-tuning, deep dive, and understanding what that message needs to be heard by all peoples. Think about it. Mars in Aries is about putting thoughts forward, getting demands met, declaring something, starting out and doing something that's never been done before. Very strong pioneer, first time. This is the message that needs to get out there, energy. And Libra, the sun in Libra, that's about reciprocity. That's about compromise. That's about relationship, being heard and listening, getting yourself understood and understanding back. So it's really, really important to make sure that not only are you doing what you want to do in perhaps some marketing or getting your voice heard capacity, but that you're also listening to what the recipient needs to hear in order to respond and to share and to communicate and bond. So on the 14th, the moon goes void, of course, at 6:47 p.m. Again, a pretty well-aspected day, as long as you keep in mind the retrograde planets. And I see the 14th as a really good evening for therapeutic work, self-healing, taking time to recharge, do the things that you need to do to feel very centered and grounded. Actually, that is something that's so important to do every day at this incredibly volatile time and beyond. And then the new moon occurs on exactly 3:31 p.m. I may not have mentioned this earlier, but all these times are Eastern time, so please adjust. And the new moon, so before it goes new, we're in this time of gathering momentum. And when we're in this time of gathering momentum, we're also in this time of shedding skins, sloughing off anything we don't want to carry in to the next lunar cycle. Because when we do that, it enables us to clearly be able to move with strength into what it is we're doing in the next lunar cycle. So it's good to look at things like, what is it you want to make happen over the next few weeks, especially something that kind of is nagging at you and you just want to get done, and so that you don't have to think about it anymore. Because when we take initiative and do that early on in the new moon cycle, we're able to really transcend and go further in directions that we want to go. The other thing is that if there's something that needs to be revisited, that needs to have a new breath blown into it, that might be good to consider and bring into the next lunar cycle. The new moon in Libra has an emphasis on relationship. And you certainly don't have to use the new moon energy specifically for anything relationship oriented or litigation or dialogue or compromise. But if you do have something on your plate that's about that, it's a very auspicious time to begin it. Also very good for anything that has to do with the arts, culture, beautifying your home, things like that. Or beautifying yourself, if that's something you want to spend time and focus on. The thing about this new moon is it's challenged, and it's challenged by the planet Saturn. So what that means is that if you want to initiate something, then make sure you do your homework, make sure you have the, if it's legal, that you have the legal ballast you need behind it. Make sure that you're approaching it with integrity and responsibility and commitment. Whatever the objective is of whatever you want to initiate at this new moon cycle, the most important thing is that you are willing to step up with responsibility, commitment, and integrity, because those are the things that are going to make it come to pass in the way you want it to. So then once the moon goes void, of course, that evening, It's very good for just continuing to enjoy something cultural or inviting in some way. Then on the 17th, the moon enters the sign of Scorpio at 1:05 a.m. And when it's in the sign of Scorpio, it is working very hard on pulling together what must be pulled together for us to heal wounds. Now, there's a picture in the sky in the late afternoon between the moon and Uranus. And so what that signifies is in the earlier part of the day, before we get to that point in time, we or people around us or situations may be acting without a lot of thought, prior thought, very spontaneously, and reacting. If you're feeling yourself doing that, analyze the reaction. It's best to step away before you deliver and really get clear on what it is you're responding to. Sometimes if it's a situation where action must be taken because it just requires an immediate response, the immediate response at this point in time may have everything to do with survival instincts. Doesn't mean that you're in a threatening situation necessarily, but that could be how the response occurs. This can be especially highlighted for anyone who is a water sign or has a lot of strong water within them. Overall, I consider this weekend very therapeutic, very deep for making connections that really stick. Once we pass that kind of wild card energy at 3:37 p.m., and the other thing about the wild card energy is it can bring in something that you hadn't prior thought about. So an inspiration, a lightning bolt, a sense of, oh my gosh. And that's why the reaction sometimes can be a bit like, oh, I have to protect myself from this revelation or way of thinking. And yet it's valuable to integrate, consider, and deepen into whatever that wealth of understanding was by coming into you the way it did. And that's what I mean by the therapeutics, the revelatory, the sense of this is a bit explosive, but let me see if I can really hold it and figure it out. Because if I can, then I burn through and create something absolutely magnificent and powerful. So on the 18th, the moon is also in the sign of Scorpio, and it goes void, of course, at 5:43 p.m. And this is a high dynamic, incredibly strong day. The mid-morning has a picture between Sun and Saturn, which once again emphasizes the need to step up to the responsibility to whatever relationships or compromise or reciprocity needs to be established. And it can be a little bumpy at first, but showing up is the way we get through and get to the other side. So once that's accomplished, also with a Venus-Neptune picture in the sky, kind of allowing us to, I see this as things that we don't understand that well, starting to take shape and form something that has a potential for new realities. And it's deep, it's strong, it's powerful. So be somewhere where you're able to move into this birth of self. And a phrase that I've been hearing and reminding myself a lot lately is to remember who you are and to connect with what that really deeply means. And now I turn it over to Susie.
Thank you so much, Pam. And I would like to invite everybody on Friday to join us for the Morning of Wisdom, which will be a group of over 40 people coming together, Indigenous leaders, religious world leaders, climate scientists, all talking about the climate emergency. And then on Saturday morning, we're having a morning of prayers and sacred music. And they seem to be magically dovetailing into, of course, the forecast that Pam's giving us. Perhaps I was talking to my astrologer before planning these events, which I highly recommend. If you're planning any major events coming up, talk to Pam beforehand. Make sure they're on the right days. Make sure that the energy of the day is really helping to potentize what you're doing. Okay, so let's go into our meditation. I invite you to be sitting in a place where you can be quiet and still. Taking a few deeper breaths, and as we are arriving, let us actually go into potentization of the self. Let's really tune up. Let's really amp up. Bring to the fore the energy, the potential of this precious human life. In every single moment of our day, with every single breath. So as we take a breath now, gently exhaling, recognizing, of course, that these are the breaths that keep us alive, that keep us present, that keep us here, that allow us to be aware, that allow us to be in this now moment. And as we're in this now moment, we can really understand what it is to be human, what it is to think, what it is to conceive, what it is to relate, what it is to feel. And of course, we can spend our whole lives finding the comfort zone. That comfort zone where you're just warm enough, you're not cold, you're not hot. That comfort zone where you're satisfied with your food, where you're satisfied with your job, where you're satisfied with your relationships. We are always putting these goals in front of us, these aspirations, always chasing to accomplish something or to even simply pay a bill. And when all of these things are hopefully achieved, when we've reached our goals, then we know that we will feel satisfied, that we'll feel comfortable, that we might even feel happy. And much of our lives, much of the lives of most of the people of the planet are in chasing this comfort, chasing this place where the ego, where the sense of self, or simply where our life is comfortable. And beyond this, what else are we doing? And just for now, just for these few moments, just have a look at what it is that you are doing now in your life. Have a look at what is beyond your comfort zone. have a look at what thoughts, what conditions, what situations. Have a look at what are those different issues that come up and push you past your comfort zone, that push you into being uncomfortable or pushing you into a place of a different sense of life or even understanding of life. And as we take a few breaths, feeling ourselves instead of contracting, but expanding, that I can grow, that I can change, that I can adapt, that with all of these conditions that are now being experienced by me, by my family, by my community, by the world, as we go through these major transitions that are being forecast to us as well through the placement of our world within the solar systems, as we go through these major changes on our planet as dictated by a particular type of virus or system or government, as we move forward, we are finding that we need to change. Our systems are rapidly changing. Our view of the world, our view of ourselves. And there are many, many, many aspects now that are coming to the fore that we may not have thought about before. We certainly may have felt even a pushing away or a repulsion. But allow things now to come to the surface and see things for what they are, and allow now that power and strength within you to step into your full potential, so that our goal is not just to be comfortable. Our goal is not just our personal life, but that we use our intelligence, our wisdom, our power, if we have access, our financial power, we use our skills and our talents to improve not just our own condition, but we improve the condition of all beings everywhere. We move towards helping others, towards helping all of the creatures, all of the planets, all of the plants, all of our entire universe. That we put ourselves forward. We put ourselves forward to be here now, using this precious human life. The integrity. We use this precious human life now to build connections, to build outside of ourselves, recognizing, of course, that we are all interconnected, recognizing, of course, that at the fundamental level, that we are all, every single one of us, brothers and sisters, all related to each other. And that we make an effort each day to do something which is beneficial for others. For planting a tree, reaching out to help somebody, sharing an email, doing things that are good for all beings everywhere. And what would our world be like if every day, every single person on this planet did something for the greater good and not only for their own comfort zone? What happened if every single day we went about educating ourselves, learning more and more about what is really going on, what we can do? So as we feel this tremendous energy of potential, of really stepping into our integrity and really holding that every single moment is a precious human moment for us. We gently breathe this energy into the world around us, into the world at large, bringing hope, bringing tremendous hope into the world. Taking a few deeper breaths and gently opening our eyes, stepping forth into this world with radiance. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. I hope that you will join us as well next Friday, the 16th, and Saturday, the 17th of October 2020. For details, have a look at www.templeofunderstanding.org and look up Forum 2020. And I hope that you will join us in prayers for Mother Earth. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you, Pam.
You have been listening to ActiveSpirituality.life with Susie Mazzoli and Pamela Cuccinell. You can find out more about our work on ActiveSpirituality.life, and we really hope you have found this episode helpful. Please share it with your friends, and if you feel so moved, we appreciate your donations. ActiveSpirituality.life. Have a beautiful week.